Welcome to the Generations Radio Broadcast. Kevin Swanson, your host with you. I'm a homeschool father of five, also a pastor of a church out here in Eastern Plains, Colorado. Steve Vaughn in the studio with me today as we take a biblical worldview to the issue of parental rights on this edition of the program. A very interesting twofold story that comes across our desk today. And I think it was Niemöller, the pastor in Germany, that is remembered for the quotation, first, they came for the socialists. I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists. I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. And I think it's important for us that we speak out for even those eccentric neighbors that may not be exactly where we are, and yet they're eccentric neighbors, and they may be coming after them and taking away some of their parental rights. And this battle for parental rights is interesting in that the state is increasingly interested in controlling families and salvaging children, or in some cases just plain old-fashioned confiscating children from homes that are slovenly kept, or homes in which the children are running around without clothes on for an hour or two in the morning, and the postman happens to see something, and he reports that there's something going on in the home, and then the children are lifted from the parents' jurisdiction, and then there's a two-year battle for parents' custody of the children. That sort of thing is fairly common today, Steve.
Yeah, and it even is a little bit worse than that too sometimes, just because you're home, you know, if you're homeschooling and if you decide to use the rod for discipline, that the state can come and take your child, even though that's still legal in all 50 states.
Now, singles probably aren't concerned about the issue of parental rights, but parents are. And the reason parents are concerned about it is because parents do love their children. And parents are also given the responsibility from God himself to raise their children in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord without the intervention of the state. And parental rights is an important issue. And I think biblically we need to be aware of what the Bible says about parental rights. And I bring this out in a recent book I wrote called Freedom. Well, here's two stories that come side by side, and they've come across our desk within the same week, and it's very interesting here, Steve. I think it brings out an interesting discussion. First of all, a UK Mirror story on a mother whose newborn son, she says, was left to die by doctors because he was born 1 week before the abortion limit. The UK Mirror has apparently covered several stories on this issue over the last couple of years. But in this case, a mother named Ashley Glass claims that her son, Dylan, was born 23 weeks gestation. She was forced to watch in horror for 4 minutes as this little boy fought for breath without medical assistance before passing away. Steve, this is sort of typical socialism. It's all regulations and recipes. And so little Dylan probably had a little more strength than the average 23 to 24-year-old and probably had a good shot at life, and yet because he didn't meet the minimum bar of 24 weeks, they just let him die.
Yeah, no exceptions in socialism. It is that bar and that bar alone, and that's it.
The mother said it was so traumatic hearing this little boy trying to breathe and watching him struggle and wriggle in pain, and we just had to watch in horror as he died. She just says, horrendous. And this, of course, the result of socialist medicine, because whatever government funds, government controls. In this case, government funds medical expenditures, and that's why we recommend SamaritanMinistries.org, the Christian Medical Sharing Ministries, as a great exception to the socialist medicine that is increasing in popularity in our country as well, because the socialist systems are not going to allow for exceptions. They're not going to allow for a little extra effort for your little boy because they've already decided on the regulations. There's somebody who sits on the 26th story of some big old building in New York City, and he's calling the shots on what's going to happen for the funding and for the medical approaches used for your children. And so as parents, we ought to be more concerned about freedom, and that we as parents might be able to make some of these choices ourselves. Now, when our hospitals are so beholden to socialist systems and socialist controls, they're going to be making decisions that perhaps will end in the destruction or the murder or the negligence, medical negligence concerning your child, and result in his or her death. And this would be a tragedy. Now, here's the other story that came across my desk, Steve. Dad sent it to me yesterday. My father's still sending me stories that might be of interest to our listening audience. And so here is the story that my father sent to me. That is that faith-healing parents have been charged with murder, this time in Oregon, in the death of a premature baby. So another preemie. But in this case, the parents apparently didn't do the take charge of the medical care that those in control of the situation thought they ought to take. And they are now being charged with murder since one of their twin babies passed away.
Yeah, I think this was a home birth as well. And so they weren't in the hospital.
Yes. And apparently this is a faith healing family from Followers of Christ Church somewhere in the state of Oregon. And they have been accused or charged with murder by neglect and first degree criminal mistreatment in the March 5th death of their daughter, Jennifer. A Clackamas County grand jury heard the testimony for about a week before returning a secret indictment on Friday. So this family is up for murder.
Wow. Quite a contrast between that and the British story.
It's a huge contrast. Parents who choose not to use the American Medical Association approach, they didn't sign up for perhaps, you know, the $250,000 bill for their kids' medical care, are being charged with murder. So a socialist government is charging this family with murder, the murder of a preemie.
Right.
But in the other case, in the English case, in which all of medical control and funding is turned over to the government, the socialist government is withholding care for that preemie. So in the case of the preemie born in Oregon, where the parents are making a choice not to avail themselves to the recommended American Medical Association approach to handling a preemie, they are charged with murder. In the case where the hospital refuses to help a preemie in London, this family loses their child, and they have no options whatsoever.
Yeah, and they wanted treatment for that child, and the government withheld it because of socialists.
So what do we say about this scenario? Well, first of all, I think everybody needs to know I'm not Janet Reno, who was the attorney general responsible for the deaths of the Branch Davidians.
Yes.
Now, I'm not a Branch Davidian either. So I think, you know, there are wacky cults in America.
Yeah.
And they're not immediately guilty of serious crimes because they signed up to being part of a wacky cult. And I think we need to bring that out from the outset. Now, the common factor, though, in these two stories is that both of the preemies die. But the government wants these life and death decisions in their hands. And I think fundamentally, Steve, it's a battle for control. That's what's going on here. This is statism. Statism is acting, and these state socialists absolutely want control over whether a child lives or dies. In the case of the baby in the hospital in England, they want to be sure the baby dies. In the case of the family in Oregon, they want to be sure that the child lives according to their decision and according to their control. It seems to me it's a control issue first.
Right. And because, you know, the American government especially is, you know, they see themselves as the provider of all things because they see themselves ultimately as God. And God is the one who is in charge of life and death. And therefore, since the government's God, they don't want you trampling on what their job, they think is their job.
Now, the second principle that needs to be brought to bear here is that there is a law, there is a biblical law that is stated this way. It's the sixth commandment, thou shalt not murder. And I would take that all lawful attempts should be made to preserve our own life and the life of others, or the lives of our children. So all lawful attempts should be made on the part of these parents to preserve their own life and the life of their children, including these twin daughters. So let's remind ourselves that God does not want parents neglecting the well-being of their children God wants parents engaging in all lawful endeavors to preserve the life of their children. And if you don't have much money, and you have to support a family, and you don't want everybody in the family to starve to death, and you can't take a shotgun door to door and force your neighbors to fund the hospitalization of your child, it may be that you will not be able to afford the hospitalization of a preemie child. So I think people need to understand it's all lawful attempts to preserve the life of yourself and your children and others. And it is not a lawful thing to take a shotgun door to door and force each neighbor to fork over $5,000 to provide for the hospitalization of your child. You follow me here, Steve? So there's an economic issue. The free market can help us here. Once you socialize everything, then you're prosecuting all the wrong people for the wrong reasons. Are you with me?
Oh, yeah.
Big government and socialist medicine will mess up these issues big time. If we can revert these issues back to the free market, it can become quite a bit easier to deal with these things.
Yeah, I mean, God set up the jurisdictions of the family, the state, the church, and whenever anybody crosses those lines and takes over positions that they shouldn't have taken, then there's going to be stealing, killing, and destruction. That's Satan's job, which God will unleash upon the government and their institutions for crossing over the jurisdictional lines.
So the principles that we're looking at here is, number one, let's be sure that the government is not fighting for control over all of the life and death issues. Let's watch out for the socialist statism that seems to be so common today in England and America. Secondly, let's be sure we apply the sixth commandment to the issue. That is, that all lawful attempts be made to preserve our own lives and the lives of others for whom we are responsible. And if you have the money, and you have a reasonable sense that the American Medical Association approach to medical care could help your child, you ought not to withhold it. And I think the elders of the church should encourage these families to do the right thing, Steve. And it could be they're attending a church that does not respect the normal means that God has given to bring about the health and the well-being of our children and others. That is, we choose the kinds of foods we eat for our own benefits. We choose the kind of medicine that we're going to use for the benefit of our own health. We have based these decisions upon cause and effect relationships established by experiments and established by, you know, common sense or established by a series of scientific studies over a period of time. So we're always using our own sense to determine whether something's good for us or something's bad for us. So these cults that deny modern science or modern medical techniques are inconsistent in their use of means, because we're always using common means, normal means, natural means to bring about our health and well-being, and we ought to be doing that for our children as well. All right, and here's the third thing. Biblical law would not allow prosecution against a family in every case that chooses not to use medical care. It might be a sin in some cases, but not always a crime. Now, people that equate every sin to a crime are socialists. They're thinking in terms of government too much. They're thinking that government is the ultimate hand of justice and needs to deal out justice to every single person. And really, that's the preconception for the police state. And biblical law would not allow for a police state or a regulative state that regulates every single aspect of every part of our lives. And I think people need to realize this. Well, we'll be back in just a moment with more on the Generations broadcast as we consider parental rights. What does God say about parental freedoms, parental liberties? Be back with more on the Generations broadcast in just a moment.
In a world of transgender bathrooms and Common Core classrooms, American Christians are facing unprecedented attacks on the biblical family. 2,000 years ago, the apostles faced similar hostility to the Christian faith. In Acts 2, Peter called those who had just crucified Jesus a few weeks before to repentance and faith in God's promise of salvation. His closing admonition to these men is just as relevant today as it was then. Save yourselves from this corrupt generation. What resulted was the greatest outbreak of the gospel the world had ever seen. Join families from across the country for the 2017 NOAA Conference in Cincinnati, Ohio on August 11th and 12th, or in Ocean Shores, Washington on October 20th and 21st. Based on lessons from the life of Noah, the 2017 NOAA Conference will prepare you to engage your kids, disciple them in an ungodly generation, and launch them into life as ambassadors of Jesus Christ. Speakers include Ken Ham, Buddy Davis, Emil Zwane, Israel Wayne, Kevin Swanson, and others. And most exciting of all, Cincinnati attendees will receive free admission to Ken Ham's new Ark Encounter for an unforgettable family vacation just minutes away from the NOAA Conference. Ocean Shores attendees will enjoy a splendid oceanside family getaway on 6 miles of sandy beach on the magnificent Pacific Coast. Go to NOAAConference.org to register and get back to the basics of what it means to disciple your children in the gospel of Jesus Christ, the only lifeboat that will stand the storm. That's NOAAConference.org.
We are back on the Generations Radio broadcast. Kevin Swanson, your host, with you. And as society increasingly abandons a biblical worldview, and as churches refuse to preach biblical law when it comes to things like parental rights, we will see the rising socialist state take total control over the family. And Steve, I think this is what is going on in Ontario right now. They passed a law, an extremely dangerous law, that I think will obliterate homeschooling, certainly, and probably the family itself, the nuclear family, in the province of Ontario. And that is the new law that was passed. It's a child-centered system that redoes the entire child welfare system in the province of Ontario. By a vote of 63-23, the Ontario provincial government approved a bill that would allow, first, the seizing of children from homes where parents oppose transgenderism.
Wow.
That is, if the child, by way of his community identity, identifies himself to be a different gender and his parents disagree, if the family jurisdiction is set against the pop culture jurisdiction or the state jurisdiction or the child's identity according to what's been set by the community itself, then the child's desire to transgender will trump the parent's will in the matter. But the wide sweeping bill removes the parent's right to educate the child according to the family's faith. And that's even more fundamental to the transgenderism angle that Christian Post took on this particular story. The bill removes the parent's right to educate the child according to the family's faith and requires the upbringing to be done in accordance with the child's or young person's creed, community identity, and cultural identity. Now, again, the scripture says, bring your children up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. You parents, withhold not discipline from your child. If you strike him with a rod, he will not die. The word of God gives the parents the jurisdiction for the training and for raising a child up in the way he should go, that when he is old, he will not depart from it. These are the verses scriptures give us in relation to a child upbringing. But what we find here in the community identity is the Platonic worldview in which Plato in the Republic said a child is not to know his parent and a parent shall never know his child. This is essential for Platonic worldview that parents, the mother should have the child, but once that child is out of the womb, it passes on to the arms of professionals who take over from there. Thank you very much. And from that point on, no parent shall know his child and no child shall know his parent. That's essential for a Rousseauian, Platonic, Marxist worldview. And Marx, of course, said abolish the family and replace home education with social. These are the words that frame the Communist Manifesto. The Communist Manifesto is all about the destruction of the family and the replacement of home education with social forms of education. Why? Because the child needs to feel like he's far more part of the community than he is part of the family. And that, of course, is why the Nazis and the communists were always in favor of the Nazi youth, peer culture. That was absolutely essential. You had to develop a pop culture, a peer culture Nazi youth for the kids in order to wean them away from family culture. It's absolutely essential in socialist systems, whether it be the Western socialist nations or the Nazi socialist system or the communist systems, that children feel far more part of a pop culture, a teen community, than they do part of a nuclear family. This is essential for the Marxist agenda. Karl Marx and the Communist Manifesto was absolutely certain that the family must be abolished in order for his agenda to be accomplished.
Yeah, the government is just looking for more useful idiots, just like what Hitler was wanting.
Well, what they're trying to do with the kids is establish the teen culture, pop culture, group mentality. They want to be sure there's a crowd mentality to get them away from the family, get them into the media, so that the crowd mentality forms and they establish their ethics and their approach to life, their approach to the issue of homosexuality, transgenderism, communism, socialism, on the basis of the crowd mentality that they picked up through their teenage years versus a biblical worldview or a folk worldview that's formed by their own parents and grandparents. So people become like the crowd around them. The question is whether they'll become like the family in a decentralized family context or more like a massively centralized state-run media program. So, or an education program. And so it's important for the state that public schools and teen culture and pop culture develop in order that our children act more and more like lemmings. The kids must be raised so that they will act like lemmings. That's absolutely essential. And so Ontario's new child welfare law requires that children be brought up in accordance with the child's creed, community identity, and the cultural identity, not according to the parents' creed, identity, and cultural identity. And friends, this is how you create the totally socialized state in which homeschooling and family life is obliterated in the province of Ontario. This is the future of the family in Ontario, unless there becomes something of a reformation in the preaching, the teaching of the churches, unless the family jurisdiction is brought back, unless God's law, as referring to the family jurisdiction, be defended from the pulpits of Ontario, and I'm not hearing that that's happening very much, unless God's law from Exodus 21 and Exodus 22, God's law from the book of Deuteronomy, God's law from Ephesians 6:4, unless God's law is brought back and taught with diligence amongst the pastors of Ontario, you can count on the fact that socialism, Marxism, Rousseauian Platonic social systems will begin to dominate and will have something like the movie The Giver. Remember the movie,
yeah,
The Giver? That's where they're headed in Ontario.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen the movie. I've read the book. Everything, it's all about sameness. Everybody's got to be the same. And the government runs everything. And so they, since some people can't see color, nobody sees color. Since some people have this, nobody has this. Mm-hmm. Since everybody should ride a bike at the age of 9. Yeah, I mean, it's just on and on and on. And that's exactly what they're going
for. There's no family.
No family. Yeah. You're just few, units. Yeah.
You're units, and there's assigned women that will give birth to children. And
then they assign them to the two people that they assigned together
to raise them and so forth. Okay. Well, friends, that's the socialist mentality in the direction in which these modern governments are headed. Why? Because we've come out of 100 years of a slow but steady weaning from the nuclear family, such that people hardly know what the nuclear family looks like anymore. And that's why I wrote the book Family Life. Family Life, available at our website, kevinswanson.com or generations.org. Also would recommend to you the book Freedom, in which we defend the family jurisdiction using biblical text. And if you cannot defend the freedom for the family to operate as a family, if you can't defend parental rights by Scripture, all bets are off for the future. All bets are off for the future. Let's be sure we use the Word of God to defend our freedoms, especially the freedom that is so much more basic in many ways, even than the church freedom. Without parental freedom, without family freedoms, I don't think we'll see church freedoms survive either. So let's be sure we defend freedom for the family, freedom for parental rights, and we've done that in the book Freedom, available again at our website, kevinswanson.com or generations.org. And as we wrap up this edition of the Generations broadcast, I'd encourage you to consider funding this program. We need 100 brave sponsors to step forward and say, hey, I would like to keep these ideas decimating among the various nations and states around the United States and around the world. We've got about 100 countries tuning in to listen to us on a regular basis, and, of course, folks from all 50 states. Tens of thousands of families are regaining a sense of the biblical family. They're getting something of a sense of a biblical worldview and a proper Christian form of education for their children. They're learning a little more about family discipleship. They're learning a little bit more about the importance of freedom and retaining the vision of freedom for our children and our grandchildren through this radio broadcast. So if you'd like to see these ideas continue to be broadcast about this country and other countries around the world, we'd encourage you to support the program by just simply going to the website, generations.org, and click on Give. It's just a little icon called Give. So we're looking for about 100 donors who are willing to give us something like $10 a month, $20 a month, or $100 a month to keep this program on the air. We hope that God has blessed your family and strengthened your family, encouraged your family back to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and back to the Word of God as the only Word that will equip a man of God for every good work. If this program has done something of that for your family, I'd encourage you to support this radio program at our website, generations.org. This is Kevin Swanson and Steve Vaughn in studio, and we invite you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.
If you want the right worldview for your news, you'll want the right worldview for your children's education. That's why we've produced the Worldviews in Conflict curriculum for your teens. It's a curriculum that will equip them to engage the war of the worlds. Check it out at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum. It's Tuesday, June 13th, A.D. 2017. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. The president's second attempt to halt travel into the United States from predominantly Muslim countries was blocked again, this time by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, as did the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals in May. Trump's first attempt to halt travel was halted by the same court on February 9th. The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to rule on the case within days. State interference and children's rights will trump parental rights with a new law in Ontario, Canada. Tanya Granick Allen, a mother of four and the founder of Parents as First Educators, explained to the Worldview how this law would affect Canadian families.
If they have a kid who's gender questioning, which seems to be all the rage and all the trend nowadays, and the parents do not follow through with surgical intervention or hormone therapy, then that child could be taken away out of the family home because that child would be deemed at risk.
Allen led a 17-city, 4-week tour leading up to the vote on Bill 89, and this is what she found.
Parents were shocked and outraged that something like this was even being propositioned, let alone most likely guaranteed a pass, because our provincial premier, Kathleen Wynne, is on a warpath to socially re-engineer the family into something it should not be.
Sadly, Bill 89 passed by a vote of 63-23 on June 1st, despite the signature of 5,500 Christian parents who objected at stopbill89.ca. The life of the reprobate has not been pleasant for pop singer Katy Perry. She admitted on a Witness Worldwide live stream that she has been in therapy for 5 years and suffers from depression and suicidal thoughts. Back in 2014, the former gospel singer announced she was not a Christian anymore. 2 Peter 2:21 says, "For it would have been better for them never to have known the way of righteousness than after knowing it to turn back from the holy commandment delivered to them. A former vice president for Bryan College and Liberty University says, quote, "In my experience, and it is decades long, harmful changes continue in even the most orthodox of Christian schools and colleges," unquote. In an op-ed piece for the Christian Post, Robert Davis noted that many Christian colleges have, quote, "lost their salvation," unquote. He recalled that the founding school motto for Harvard was "Truth for Christ and His Church." For Columbia University, "In thy light shall we see light." And for Princeton, "Under God's power she flourishes." GuideStar, an organization that purports to be the largest database of nonprofit organizations, is beginning to persecute Christian groups like the American Family Association and the Family Research Council. The Associated Press noted that the website is now presenting Christian groups as, quote, "hate organizations," unquote. Delaware Governor John Carney signed a bill legalizing abortion at any time in the pregnancy up to the very birth of the child. The liberal state wants to be sure that the right to kill a child is maintained in the state should the Supreme Court ever reverse its egregious 1973 Roe v. Wade decision. The Oregon Senate has approved a euthanasia bill by a vote of 17 to 13. The radical bill would allow the withholding of food and water from patients with dementia, according to Oregon Right to Life's legal counsel. Oregon was also the first state to legalize assisted suicide in 1994. The other states allowing physician-assisted suicide include Washington, Vermont, California, Montana, Colorado, and the District of Columbia. In the words of wisdom, that is, the Lord Jesus Christ, "all those who hate me love death." Proverbs 8:36b. The NASDAQ tech stock index posted its highest two-day slide in 6 months. Experts are not sure of the cause for the adjustment, except that price-to-earnings ratios for Amazon and Netflix are upwards of 180. Market corrections and recessions have typically associated with price-to-earnings ratios as high as 25 to 30. One thing is certain, the cause of all market fluctuation and the lot cast into the lap, the whole disposing thereof, is of the Lord. Proverbs 16:33. TheWeek.com reports on China's new infrastructure building campaign, which is intended to boost the Far Eastern state to the richest economy in the world. The multi-trillion-dollar effort is focused on building roads, airports, seaports, and railways which connect inland China to the Middle East, Africa, and South America. Proverbs 19:21 says, "Many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand." A North Carolina woman is thankful she survived a shark attack in the Bahamas last week. Sadly, Tiffany Johnson lost her arm. She told WSOC-TV she was praying the whole time, and now she says, quote, "I'm just so thankful. I'm thankful to be here. I know that it's going to change people's lives because you cannot hear this story and not see God in it," unquote. The Daniel Pogue family, who listened to The Worldview in Kimberly, Oregon, wrote me at adam@theworldview.com. Rosella wrote, quote, "Mr. McManus, we have been blessed by the Generations radio program and Kevin Swanson's family's work for many years and love the new edition of The Worldview in 5 minutes. Our family listens to your broadcast quite often every week. We live in a very remote location and have to really work to get the news. This is the news that we chose first. The Right Slant is very helpful to all of us to keep us focused on whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable. If anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think on these things." Philippians 4:8. All of us can use all the help we can get in that area in this distraction-centered world in which we live. May God bless all your work. Unquote. Thank you, Mrs. Pogue, for your encouraging words. Our fundraising update in just a moment. Each day, our team spends 8 to 9 hours working on the worldview between researching, interviewing, transcribing, writing, text editing, voicing the newscast, and audio editing. In order to help keep the worldview on the air, we need to raise $20,000 of pledges by Friday, June 23rd. Among the tens of thousands of our listeners, we are looking for the remnant to step up to the plate. We still need to find 11 Worldview listeners to pledge $50 per month for a year, and 22 listeners to pledge $25 per month for a year to hit that $20,000 goal. Go to theworldview.com. Click on Give on the top right, choose $50 or $25, and check the recurring donation button. Special thanks to Joel, who pledged $40 per month for a year, and Susan, who pledged $20 per month for a year. And we appreciate Jenny's one-time gift of $150. Right now, $6,670 has been pledged toward the $20,000 goal. Can you help? After you give, email me your testimony about what this newscast means to you at adam@theworldview.com. And that's The World View on this Tuesday, June 13th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.